Guten Abend und hallo zur Pressekonferenz von Eintracht Frankfurt mit unserem Cheftrainer Albert Rehrer nach dem letzten Bundesligaspieltag. Ein 2:2 Unentschieden im Deutsche Bank Park zwischen der Eintracht und dem VfB Stuttgart, dem wir zum Einzug in die Champions League gratulieren. Gleichzeitig auch dem SC Freiburg zum Erreichen des 7. Platzes. Und ich darf unseren Cheftrainer um das Statement bitten. Albert, please give us your statement for today.
Good evening. First, as we said, appreciate the fans, because we are talking from yesterday that we will play for them and with them, and in a very difficult season and finishing without having the target, they've been with us until the last minute. That's the reality. We were talking, I think it was a few games ago, that the last 10 minutes they were disappointed, and I think it was against Leipzig that for me the reason it was that it was two goals difference and they lost a little bit this emotion. But today again, they show that they are behind the team, they are behind the club, and they want the best. But this season it was not the best, except from the responsibles, and that is it's us, and accept the critic. And then now, from now on, we have to see how to make a reset of all this, of everything.
Thank you, Coach. Eure Fragen bitte an Albert Rehrer. Lisa Siegel von der Bild.
Hi, Coach. You talked about the fans. How do you interpret their poster, which said "Gracias de nada, Alberto"?
It's very simple. When you are not winning, you are not good enough. And this is my profession. It's like this. You have to win to be good. So I accept it. But one club is not club. I say the word club. One club is not one person. Now we are talking many times, many months about coach. The most important are the actors, that they are the players. They have to perform better. The coach has to do better things, better solutions, the club, and many things. So I see this profession on this way. So I accept the critics. I accept that I am not, even if you want to put me alone, I am not alone. One club is many people, and everyone must have the responsibility, and that's it. But I can talk about myself. I accept the criticism. You are not winning, you are not good enough. When you are winning, you are the best in the world. It's like this.
Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Yes, hello, Coach. You now had a very difficult 3 or 4 months here in Frankfurt, also for your personal. What are the learnings you are taking with you after the 3 or 4 months now in the Bundesliga? What do you say you didn't do manage good, and what do you say you managed good and want to do better in future?
Now, if I will say that I managed good without with losing more than winning. Normally in my career I was winning more than losing. So again, I repeat, I accept that that when you are not winning, the coach has responsibilities. But it's not to sound an excuse. I came on 2nd February, the worst moment of the this is the worst moment of the season, when you have no transfer, no decisions, you need to compete straight away, no pre-season. Not, let's say, your profile of players, and I'm not talking bad about the players. I'm talking about you need your profile. So this is different, because when we talk about one player, there are some coaches, when they're calling me, they said, is he a good player? I say, for who? Because it depends how you play. This player will fit you or not. So they are not a bad player. They are different players. So in my opinion, I didn't have the profile of players like this. And but this is one thing that we don't need to talk a lot. This is how it was, because we couldn't change anything. What I would like to talk, it was probably maybe the momentum. It was hard. And at the moment, what I could do is to be positive, try to do my best, because what I can say that I gave my maximum. If I didn't give more, it's because I don't have more, because I try to give all my knowledge. But there are things that you can promise and things that you cannot. So to wins, trophies, points. If I come here, I said, hey, I promise you points, you will say, you cannot promise this because this is not possible. But what I can promise is organization, is discipline, is to manage the group. I said many times that I consider myself better managing the dressing room than a coach, because coach is still, I have many years in front to learn. And that's why I'm saying, and I can say naturally, and I'm very normal. I don't know why these issues about the players. Just I took decisions for the health of the group, for the best of the group, and just for one reason: to win, or at least to try to win. We didn't, and as I said, we are not only one person, it's not only one coach that we were. Just focus on him. This month, I can say, I even didn't give one interview to where I play in 7 countries. In Russia, in Turkey, in Greece, in Spain, in Italy, in France. I even didn't give one interview, personally. Why? Because the momentum of the club, if I will say, they will talk, he said something bad. I didn't want this, I don't want this. So I didn't protect myself. That's the reality. I didn't want, because I was looking, the most important is the club, is the players, the situation. So I said, why I need to talk about me? I need to protect. No, this is simple like this. How I can protect myself? How one coach can be protected? Winning. It's simple as that. It's just winning. This will give you the reason. It doesn't matter the style. You're winning, they will say it's good style. If you are not winning, we will talk about something else. So I want to say that I'm honest with this profession. I'm honest with myself. I'm not perfect. Probably I didn't take all the time the best decision, but I did for only one reason: to make this team and this club to win.
Hartmut Scherzer.
Hello, Mr. Yeah. Looking back today's game, reflecting when you brought Johnny Burkhardt, there was much more fire in the penalty box. And did you think that when he put this fire in the box, I should have brought him earlier, maybe in the starting, or at least for the second half when you made the change?
That's life is like this. If we start thinking about if Johnny started the game, we don't know. Maybe after 10 minutes we need to change him, because many injuries happen in this season and we are having a lot of problems with Luke Baoya. Kalimuendo we changed at the halftime because also he got injured. So I don't like to think about if. I took the decision to play on this way because I was thinking that is the best way how to play today against Stuttgart. I decided to play with Mario because he's the player who can play most one touch against a team that will jump man situation. So he's the player that see earlier this pass, and today was a good game for him. So every game I'm trying to take the decisions better, or what I think that it will help us to win. Simple as that. And when we are talking about the players that they score on the second half, or the players that they came in and changed the game, there are players for this. The players they are for this ready to change games, because it's not the same as starting in the first minute or at the 60th minute. Because first minute everybody on the opponent is more fresh, defend better. 60 minute they are a little bit more tired. But all the players they are doing their job. But talking about the game today, but still we didn't talk. I have the feeling that they are better, they perform better, and we have to accept they're a better team right now. So this is our reality. And when you see this and you say and you just accept it, we need to improve things. We have to do better things. And if you ask me what we have to do is to press one button with the reset and organize better things, clean things, the spirit that we have this season. And this is what I expect that the club will do. And I'm not talking about myself. This is the last that I'm thinking. Because what I want is really health, that we have healthy atmosphere, mood, to do positive things, to reach the targets, because the targets, we have a target. At the end, we had to be in Europe. But at the start of the season, I remember when this club won 2 games, they were saying, after 3rd position in Champions League, we will win the league. I said when I came the first day, expectations, you expect too much, then at the end, you fall down is even harder. So now is one step back, but football is so beautiful that now at the moment, in a very bad moment, on a bad moment, because from where we are coming from Champions League year, the best what we have to do is to be positive. How? to be back again to this Champions League position. But for this, you need a lot of changes, a lot.
Zum Abschluss der Kollege in der letzten Reihe, bitte.
Daniel Weiss from ARD Television. As you probably know, there's a lot of discussion. Are you the right coach for Eintracht Frankfurt? But actually, what do you think? Would you like, after this difficult time, after you have not reached the target, would you like to still be the coach of Eintracht Frankfurt?
Well, on this, I can answer in two different ways. The first one, if you ask me if I have the power, the mood, the desire, if I am the person to change this, let's say, this mess around, I am. I said to the sport director, I said, use me. I am the person to clean all this. But for this, they need to trust you. They need to give you the ingredients. They need to give you. And as it, if you ask me on this way, personally, I am someone that is not falling down very fast. And if I fall down, I stand up again. This is one. But the second, what I can tell you is, it's something that is not in my hands. It's a situation that I don't think it's a moment to take one decision tonight or tomorrow. Of course, we will talk with the club. We said that we will talk at the end of the season. But it's not in my hands. So I repeat many times, the thing that they are not in my hands, really, I'm not thinking even 1 second. I learned this. You know, when you go to sleep and you have a lot of things inside, always I put the thing, I can control this. No, okay. So I forget, and then I sleep, and then I fall down fast. I fall asleep fast. So this is how I'm thinking. Things I cannot control, I prefer not to think about. But this profession, accept it. If it's one thing, I will accept. If it's the other, I am ready.
Thank you, Coach. Danke euch und ein schönes Restwochenende.
So, guten Abend in Absprache mit den Kollegen der Eintracht. Machen wir die Pressekonferenz zweigeteilt. Wir beginnen mit Sebastian Hoeneß und den darf ich um sein Statement zum Spiel bitten. Sebastian, bitte.
Ja, schönen guten Abend. Spiel kriege ich, glaube ich, nicht mehr ganz zusammen. Führen zur Halbzeit 2-0. Machen es am Ende leider nochmal spannend, obwohl wir dann relativ schnell auch nach dem 2-1 wussten, dass selbst eine Niederlage reichen wird. Deswegen waren so die Gefühle am Ende ein bisschen gemischt. Wir hätten gerne gewonnen und uns mit dem Sieg aus der Saison verabschiedet. Am Ende ist es natürlich völlig egal. Wir sind mit Platz 4 in die Champions League eingestiegen. Ich möchte der Mannschaft, dem gesamten Club, ganz herzlich gratulieren. Das war eine sehr konstante Saison. In den letzten Wochen war sehr viel Druck drauf. Wir mussten, klar, haben wir gehofft bis vor kurzem, dass vielleicht sogar 5 Plätze für die Champions League reichen. Dann war klar, es werden nur 4 sein. Wir wussten, wir haben ein sehr schwieriges, mit Abstand das schwerste Restprogramm aller Teams, die da oben mit um die Champions League gespielt haben. Und dann hatten wir dieses außergewöhnliche Spiel in Hoffenheim, wo wir fast schon weg waren. Jungs ihre eigene Moral gezeigt haben. Dann natürlich ein Do-or-Die-Spiel gegen Leverkusen, wo wir mit unserer beste Saisonleistung gezeigt haben, was auch für die Jungs spricht. Und heute war klar, dass es schwierig werden würde. Es war sichtbar, der Druck war groß, es war auch sichtbar. Ich habe es bei mir selber gespürt. Deswegen war es kein Leckerbissen. Das, glaube ich, hat jeder gesehen. Aber am Ende sind wir auf Platz 4 und überglücklich darüber. Danke.
Vielen Dank, Sebastian. Dann eröffnen wir die Fragerunde. Simeon Kramer beginnt.
Hallo Herr Hoeneß, Glückwunsch zum gefühlten Sieg und zum Champions-League-Einzug. Sie haben nach dem Spiel sehr ausgiebig gejubelt mit der Kurve, sind sogar extra nochmal zurückgelaufen, um quasi mit den Fans zu feiern. Wie ist das für Sie jetzt persönlich? Das dritte Mal in Folge international, das zweite Mal Champions League und das nach diesen 3 Jahren, wo ja dann die Relegation war, ist ja absurd.
Ja, es ist fast absurd. Ja, geht gar nicht so viel darum, wie es für mich persönlich ist. Wir schaffen es tatsächlich auch dieses Jahr gefühlt nochmal einen draufzusetzen. Ja, also nicht nur Platz 4, wir spielen auch in einer Woche noch Pokal. Das müssen wir uns unbedingt erhalten, diesen Hunger. Da bin ich extrem stolz drauf. Und da gehören so viele dazu, die ich jetzt sicher nicht alle aufzählen kann und nennen kann, aber das ist ganz sicher keine One-Man-Show, was bei uns passiert. Und das ist top. Und die Situation, die wir jetzt haben, ist einfach könnte nicht schöner sein, ich könnte sie mir nicht schöner malen. Wir spielen noch ein Pokalfinale gegen die Bayern, gegen die beste Mannschaft, mit Abstand die beste Mannschaft in Deutschland, eine der besten Mannschaften in Europa. Es ist der perfekte Saisonabschluss, der perfekte Rahmen und wir fahren jetzt mit der Champions League im Rücken dorthin. Das haben wir uns hart erarbeitet, haben sich die Jungs hart erarbeitet und aus meiner Sicht jetzt auch total verdient.
Die nächste Frage kommt von Carlos Ubina.
Ja, danke, Herr Höhner. Sie haben das Pokalfinale schon erwähnt. Wie viel feiern darf denn heute sein oder am Wochenende?
Also, wer bin ich, dass ich die Jungs jetzt nicht feiern lasse? Es ist genug Zeit bis Berlin. Es gehört einfach dazu. Es war gerade so durch den Druck, es ist bei mir selber noch so, es löst sich jetzt langsam. Aber man muss dann auch feiern, wenn es an der Zeit ist. Und deswegen dürfen die Jungs machen, was sie wollen. Ich bin mir sicher, wir werden dann eine gute Woche wieder haben. Aber nein, es ist Champions League. Das ist was ganz Besonderes. Vor allem, wenn man auch überlegt, was in den Jahren zuvor passiert ist. Und deswegen muss man das unbedingt zu schätzen wissen. Auch wenn man es vor 2 Jahren schon mal geschafft hat. Und so, deswegen alle Leinen los heute Abend. Okay, ich danke euch. Oder da war noch eine Frage.
Leinen los, war ein bisschen schnell, ja, aber dann machen wir die.
Das war mein Startschuss eigentlich.
Jonas, verzeihen Sie mir eine Frage noch. Bei Ihnen kann ja Leinen los sein, aber Fußball Deutschland guckt heute Abend, glaube ich, was Julian Nagelsmann sagen wird zur Nominierung. Und ich meine, es sind etliche Stuttgarter, die heute auch gespielt haben und meinen es dafür gut gespielt haben, auch wieder Alexander Nübel, vielleicht bis auf die eine Szene. Wie gut ist der Bundestrainer beraten, eine große Stuttgarter Fraktion mit zur WM zu nehmen?
Ja, das ist doch klar, dass ich mich stark mache für die Jungs. Im Endeffekt waren es auch die Jungs, die jetzt dafür gesorgt haben, dass wir Champions League spielen, die einfach unter größtem Druck abgeliefert haben. Und das wird sicher auch etwas sein, was du für die WM brauchst. Trotzdem habe ich natürlich auch die VfB-Brille auf. Nur, dass die Jungs in Form sind, das glaube ich, das sieht jeder. Das kann man sagen. Und trotzdem muss natürlich Julian sich viele Gedanken machen und hat dann natürlich eine große Auswahl. Aber ich hoffe natürlich, dass wir einen großen Block stellen werden. Und dann kann ich natürlich im Urlaub schön meinen Jungs die Daumen drücken. In dem Sinne wünsche ich euch allen eine schöne Sommerpause. Ich gehe jetzt feiern. Alles Gute.
Tschüss.